So, everybody good today? You have a good week?
Yes.
Been involved in anything?
Yes.
Yeah, playing soccer?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we all are in some kind of club or team. We do stuff, don't we? There's Boy Scouts, that's a club. Roger's got a club, go play golf, plays tennis. There's all kinds of clubs, huh? There's soccer in school.
We have a golf club.
Yeah, there's golf club. There's book clubs. There's all kinds of different clubs in there. In school, you have soccer. That's a team. That's like a club. There's a Spanish club, French club, Latin club. There's band. Let's see. There's drama club. What's that? Yeah. All kinds of clubs. If you're on a team, you've got a club. Even the Cincinnati Reds, they have a clubhouse, don't they?
Yes.
So there's all kinds of clubs. And there's teams, and those are forms of clubs. And we have a team. I brought a T-shirt today because I'm not going to be here next week because I'm in this team called Steve's ALS Stars. And Steve's not feeling good today, so he's not here with me. But we have a team for him so that we can work on things that will get rid of that illness. And so we have all these different kinds of clubs, and some of them do a lot of good, and some of them are just for fun, aren't they? And some of them are very special to us, so we have T-shirts or ball caps or pins or something that tell people we're in a club. There's Bible clubs. There's Bible clubs for kids, and there's Bible clubs for adults. And in the Bible, it talks about 12 people who were in a special club. Do you know who those 12 people might have been?
Jesus' disciples.
That's right, the 12 disciples. They had their own little club, didn't they? They thought they were really special. And they thought they were so special because they went out and they did things in the name of Jesus. And Jesus asked them, you know, to do things for him, and they did, and so they had their own club. But one day, the book of Mark tells us that the disciples were out, and they saw somebody else doing things, claiming to be doing them for Jesus. And, you know, they got really upset with that person, and they said, you must stop doing that. You're not one of our club. You're not in our special group of 12, and you should not be doing those things in Jesus' name.
And it was Jesus.
No, it wasn't Jesus. But they thought that they were doing the right thing. They thought Jesus would be really happy with them. So they went running back and told Jesus that they had stopped this person from doing things in his name. And they thought Jesus would be really happy about that. But instead, Jesus was not very happy with them. In fact, Jesus said to him, "Teacher, we saw a man using your name, but we told him to stop because he isn't one of our group." And Jesus said, "Don't stop him." And he was very mad with them. He said, "Don't stop him. No one who does things in my name will then be able to go out and speak evil against me, because anyone who is not against me is for me." Anyone who doesn't do things against us can be said to be for us. So, this special group realized that they were still special, but maybe they weren't quite as special as they thought. But Jesus was trying to tell them that there are a wide group of people out there doing things in his name. And that group grew, and it grew bigger and bigger, and it got more members. And today, there are thousands and thousands of us. We call us Christians. And we're all out there doing things for Jesus.
Amen.
And so whether you call yourself a Methodist or a Baptist or a Catholic or Presbyterian, wherever you might be, And you're out there doing things in Jesus' name. We don't need to be jealous of those people like the disciples were that day. We need to rejoice that more people are out there with us doing things for Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank Him for all the people that are out there in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Our most precious Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can be out there as Christians, spreading Your word, doing good for You, that we are a special group of club members called Christians. And we thank You for all that are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.